Today's daf is daf Pei Chet here in Masechet Bava Metzia, broadcasting to you from Finland on the shores of the Baltic Sea. And we're holding the seventh perek, Asocherat HaPoalim, daf Pei Chet, and we're on the last line of Pei Zayin Amud Beit. And because of the Mishnah that was discussing the right to eat inside someone else's field or someone else's vineyard upon which you are working, mentioned that once it becomes a Gemar Malacha that is now ready for Ma'aser, at that point, you're not allowed to eat any longer. Already that forces us to look a little bit more carefully into the dinim of Ma'aser. And at what point something becomes Chayiv at the stage of Gemar Malachto for Ma'aser. So at the bottom line, in the middle of the line, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Ein HaTevel Mitchayev V'Ma'aser Ad Shiyireh Pnei Abayit. Even if everything else was completed, and you've actually done everything that needs to be done, which is the Gemar Malacha, nonetheless, and the Gemar Malacha would consist, for instance, if you're talking about grain, would be talking about Mericha, which is where you have a pile, and now you put something over it to smooth it down, that's the last step. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Yanai, won't be chayiv unless it was actually already brought into the house. Shenemar biyarti hakodesh min habayit. Here we're talking about now in Kitavo, the vidui maaser, which is said upon removing all of the trumas and maisers and the matanois from a person's home. And over there, it specifies that I took it out of the bayit. Why does it say out of the bayit? Apparently because the bayit is the only thing that is mechayev in the actual giving off of the maaser. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan argues Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yochanan now arguing on Rabbi Yanai, who holds that it has to be actually in the house. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, afilu chatzer kovaat, that even if you bring in your finished product to the chatzer of your home, then it's already, even though it's not in the house itself, that's already kovea lamaser. So there's two steps. There's a gemar malacha, which is insufficient to be mechayev, both according to Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. So the gemar malacha, for instance, with grain would be mericha. And then there is the kvi'ut, and the kvi'ut would be the knisa into the house, according to Rabbi Yanai, or the knisa into the chatzer, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And the reason Rabbi Yochanan says, afilu chatzer kova'at, is shenemar, because the pasuk also says at the beginning of the vidui maaser, it says to begin by saying after tichalel aaser et kol maaser tvuatcha b'shana shlishit shnat maaser. So there it says, make sure that you give it. And where do you give it? Natat el levi lagev leyatem la'amana viachlu b'sharecha. So that means that you would be giving your maaser in your yard, b'sha'arecha. The shar is not the doorway to a home. A shar is a shar even into your yard, which would mean that you're chayiv in the chatzer. Ask the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, does it not say in the very next pasuk, b'yarti ha'kadosh min habayit, which is mashma only min habayit, or melacha? Rabbi Yochanan says, that's coming to teach me what type of chatzer would be mechayev. Chatzer, dum yedabayit, has to be the type of chatzer which is similar to a bayit, just like a bayit by definition is mishtamer, it's always enclosed, and it's something that if it's in there, people can't easily get at it without breaking in. Av chatzer hamishtamer, the only type of chatzer which is kovea lamaser, is a chatzer which is mishtamer. However, as Tosis points out, that may be true midiraita, but Rabbi Yochanan is moda that min rabbanan, even a chatzer she'eino mishtamer, is also kovea lamaser. And what about, asks the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yanai, and he says it has to be dafkin abayit, what does he do about the fact that it says b'sha'arecha, k'ti b'sha'arecha? Answers, Rabbi Yanai, uniboy le'dema'aya le'derech sha'ar, the only time that you would be mechayev, even when you bring it into your house, that's dafke if you bring it in through the regular doorway, gateway to the house. Lafuke derech gagok v'karfefot delo. That if you brought it, even if you got it into the house, but the way you got it into the house is through the back door, which is the karfot, which is the backyard, or you brought it down through the chimney along with Santa Claus, you would not be mechayev in maaser, and that's not considered to be koveya, despite the fact that it is gemar malacha. And again, even Rabbi Yanai would also be moda, just like Rabbi Yochanan points out to us, was that midrabbanan, A chatzer would be koveya lemaaser aliba de Rabbi Yanai as well. Masim Rabbi Chanina Choza. Now Rabbi Chanina Choza asks from the Braita that we discussed earlier, where we were talking about the din of the poel, who would be able to eat in the field. So there we darshan the word that it says kinaf shecha. We were darshan the pasuk kitavo bekerem recha vechalta anavim kinaf shecha sovecha. And we darshan over there that that means that the poel has the same din as the balabayit. Kinaf shecha means just like you, the balabayit, kach nafshel shel poel. That the poel that's working in your property has your dinim. Ma nafshecha ochel patur, just like you can eat from your own property when it's not yet kavua lemaaser, af nafshel shel poel ochel patur, he too can eat from your property if he is working. And we'll see again, we're going to clarify precisely what stage of the work, but we already saw in the Mishnah that when you're dealing with some level of tefuah, whether it's mechuba or not mechuba, we're going to get into the details later on, and that you were allowed to eat the gemar malacha as long as it wasn't kavua lemaaser. But the implications are that somebody else would be in the same situation as the poel. For instance, a buyer, halokeach, let's say that somebody else purchases grain from you and it's out in the field just as the poel. He doesn't have the special pasuk that says kedaf shecha, and that would mean that he would be chayef to take off maaser, even though, my love, even though it's in the sadeh, not in the bayit, and not in the chatzer, which seems to be a problem, both according to Rabbi Yanai and according to Rabbi Yochanan. So this is very strange. Now the truth is, of course, that a lokeach is considered to be a completion of maaser, but Rashi explains that a lokeach shouldn't be better than other gemar malacha. So it would be the equivalent, let's say, of mericha. But if mericha isn't enough to be b'chai of you without p'nei abayit, without p'nei hachatzer, according to Rabbi Yanai or Rabbi Yochanan respectively, so then neither should a lokeach be sufficient. And therefore, the Gemara is asking, both according to Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Tosfos disagrees with that. And Tosfos says that the din is that mekach is koveya, not only gemar malacha. So if something was nigmar malachto, and then you sell it, then that is koveya, as if it was roa p'nei abayit. The question of the Gemara is, why doesn't the Tumah d'Omrim, Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, why are they not mechalik between a lokeach and somebody else? It's mashma that they hold even a lokeach requires yes p'nei abayit or the p'nei achatzer, not like the mashma'ut is over here, that the lokeach would be chayev right off the bat. So asks the Gemara, what are you going to do with the older Rabbi Yanai or Rabbi Yochanan? Amar of Papa, hacha, we're talking over here about a lokeach, the implications meaning that a lokeach would be chayev to take off maaser. It's talking about a te'ina, it's talking about a fig tree. By the way, it's a little bit of a problem, because a fig tree, according to most Rishonim, is not even chayiv min haTorah in maaser, because only dagan tirosh v'yitzhar, which would include only grapes, olives, and grains, are chayiv min yoraita. It also says it's just taking an example, and of course, you know, you have to plug in, if you're talking about a diorita, you have to plug in those things that are chayiv min yoraita. However, this seems to work out very well, according to the Rambam Pshita, that all fruit would be chayiv, even not tirosh v'yitzhar, in ma'aser. So, yeah, we're taking now the te'ina, or whatever other tree it is, and the te'ina itself, the tree is indeed outdoors, and it's in a gina. However, it's got long branches, and the nof of these branches from which you're going to pick the fruit are actually notele chatzer. They're hanging into your chatzer, or if you're the Rabbi Yanai, leman d'omer that you need to have it in the actual bayit, it's talking about the nof is nota over the bayit itself. So therefore, when the moment that you pick them, they are already in the bayit, or in the chatzer, as the case may be, and therefore the buyer would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, what do you mean the buyer would be chayiv? Then the whole thing doesn't make sense, because then not only the buyer would be chayiv, then what's the kenaf shecha? Then even the owner would be chayiv. I mean, what's to make him potter? So yochi balabai nami nechayiv. I mean, what is missing? you picked it, and the picking of it is Gemar Malacha. When it comes to fruit, there's no additional stage that's required like there is by a Tvua, and it's already in the Bayit or in the Chatzar. So why are we saying that only a buyer would be Chayav? No, says the Gemara. The Balabayit, you see, it doesn't go according to where the particular fruit is. The Balabayit is looking at the actual Te'ina. You see, he's looking at the tree. The tree is chutz l'chatzar. The tree is chutz l'bayit. And therefore, until he completes the actual harvest from the tree, and then brings the harvest, you know, all of the fruit into the bayit, it's not kavur l'maaser for him. It's the lokeach, and only the lokeach, who's the enav mikho. He's not interested in the rest of the tree. He's only interested in what it is that he's purchased. So for him, in Achinami, it's considered to be a gmar malacha and a kviut. And according to them, indeed, you would need a bayit and a chatzer in order to be mechayev you. And that's how they would be learning. And that would be the case of the brayta that we were talking about. Now, we darshan in the brayta before from the word kinafshecha, that a po'el does not have to take off ma'aser, and he's not like a lokeach. The problem is that this doesn't make any sense, since the lokeach is not even chayev, as far as the diorite is concerned. No matter what the situation is, a lokeach is never chayev in ma'aser. The lokeach has the gemara midiorite to be mechayev. Is a lokeach really chayev to take off ma'aser? The Atanya does not say in the Brayta mipnei machor v'chanuyot shel beit hino shelosh shanim kodem Yerushalayim. Why is it that the stores in Beit Hino, which was close to Yerushalayim, were destroyed 3 years earlier, before Yerushalayim was? Mipnei she'emidu divrayim al divrei Torah, because they did not respect the takana drabanan as far as needing to maaser things that were being sold in that store. Shayu Amrim, they said, look, midiorayta, there's not a problem. Doesn't the Torah say, aser ta aser viachalta, that you, if you yourself are going to be taking that tvua itself, as it says, aser ta aser kol tvuat zarecha, you have tvua from your zera, and then you're going to be the one that's viachalta. That's true. Then you need to take aser ta aser. But if you're selling to somebody else, in which it's not his zaracha, then the lo mocher. If you're selling to someone else, it's not your responsibility to take off maaser. And as far as the buyer is concerned, it's not his tuat zarecha. So he's not the one who has to be aser ta aser, v'lo lalokeach. So the buyer doesn't and the seller doesn't. So therefore they said to the buyers, you've got no problem. This stuff is perfectly kosher. And they themselves did not take off maaser either, so everything is fine. And if that's the case, how could we be talking about darshaning from the pasuk in Afshecha, that the po'el has the same din as you, but a buyer doesn't have the same din as you, and he indeed would be chayev. A buyer is bechlal not chayev. Answers the Gemara, indeed, that diuk from the pasuk of Kenafshecha is only a drabon. And the kra, the pasuk of Kenafshecha is esmachta bi'alma, and the buyer wouldn't be chayev. So then what indeed does Kenafshecha lamayata, what is it coming to tell me? Likidatanya, it's coming to tell me, as another brayta said, Kenafshecha teaches me that just like ma nafshecha, do you have a right to close up your mouth and say, look, I'm on a diet, I'm not going to eat while I'm working? So ma nafshecha im chasamta patur, if you try to close up your own mouth while you're working in the field, you're not going to be chayev because of the lav of lo tachsom shor b'disho, not to cover the mouth of an animal to muzzle it while it's in the middle of working in the threshing. So af po'el im chasam tapatur. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that the po'el has a din of nafshecha, and he too, if you disallow him from taking perot at the time that he's working, you will not be chayev because of lo tachsom shor b'disho. So even though the Torah gives him a right to eat, if you want to instead tell him, look, how about if we make a deal, I'll pay an extra 10% and you leave things alone, okay? Or even if you forced him, you wouldn't be over on a lav, and therefore you would be patur. So there's no lo tachsom on the poel, and that is the point of the drosha of Kenafshecha. Masiv Marzutra. Now Marzutra has got a problem with both Rabbiana and Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that until the produce, even after Gemar Malach, is Roe, Pnei Abayit, according to Rabbi Yochanan, or the Shaarim, the Chatzar, according to Rabbi Yochanan, He has a problem from the Mishnah. The Mishnah reads like this. Ezer Goranan, what is considered to be the final malacha, the Gemara malacha of various things now, vis-a-vis the Chiyuvim of Ma'aser? And there needs to be what is called Onat HaMa'asrot, and that means that it comes to a stage of a Gemara malacha. And obviously, there's not a single stage. Everything has what is the final stage for that particular thing. No, we already said, that when it comes to tvua, that would be mericha. When it comes to fruit, that would be the actual picking of the fruit. How about other things? Let's take pumpkins and squashes, for instance. So kishuin and diluim, the onat ha-ma'asrot would come mishayi paksu. What does that mean? Paksu amar Rabasi, it means the pikas. The pikas is a little flower that grows right on the top of the pumpkin. That's got some hair-like extensions, fibers, some leaves. So that is the pikas. When the pikas is removed at the top, the little flower, and that falls off sometime after it's picked, that is already the completion of the time of the Maaser. Now, it doesn't say anything about bringing it into the house, you see. My love, Misha Yipaksu Afilu Besadeh. And it seems to be saying, you got a pile of pumpkins you're selling out there for Halloween, you never bring it into the house, that you do nothing else besides the pikus. Says the Gemara, well, who's to say? Maybe it means Misha Yipaksu Babayit. It means after you bring it into the house, that's when it falls off. But it needed to be in the house. That's a little bit strange, as Tosis points out, because let's say you would do the Gemara Malacha for Tvua in the house, you would do Maricha in the house, and not before you bring it into the house, it would never be Chayiv. It has to first have the Gemara Malacha outside in the Sada, and then you bring it, the Riyas Pnei Abayit is Mechayiv. So why over here do we think it's sufficient to say if you pull off the top after it's in the house? And Tosis says, well, it's simply a matter of what the norm is. The norm is, when it comes to Tvua, that obviously you do the things while they're outdoors, the threshing and the finishing and the completion of the kri mashenkin. When it comes to the pumpkins, the norm is that they're brought inside and stored for a little while before the flower falls off. So that's not a problem. But, says the Gemara, what is the problem is the language. If we're talking about you need to be in the house and then have the pikus, so then what it should have said, that you're not mechuyev at kishuim bedulin diluin achi paksu, until the pikus falls off, but not mishri pakasu, from the time that it falls off, because from the time that it falls off doesn't prove anything if it isn't in the house. If we're talking about some other stage that is necessary, meaning bringing it indoors, and it's still not going to be chayiv until it falls off, then you should have said so, until it falls off. No, says the Gemara, not necessarily, because itana achi paksu, even if it would have said that, and you're right that it's more accurate, but I might have thought achi paksu, saying it that way, until, implies until the whole thing has fallen off. Ad de gomala pikusai, until every last bit falls off, which is not the case. Kamashmon, from the beginning of the pikus, meaning ka atchule pikusayu, and obviously it leaves it up to you to figure out, but of course only if that's inside of the house. But if we would have said the Lushan would be until, it would imply, well, until this is completely finished. So we have another problem with Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai from the following Braita. Gornola Maaser, Lechayeval of Mishum Tevel, what is considered to be the Goren, which is the stage that is Mechayev you for Tevel? Mishatigamer Melachtan, from the time that it is completed. Ve'ezu Gemar Melachtan, what is that time? What Melachtan do we mean? Melechet Hachnasatan. Hachnasatan usually means taking them, bringing them together. Meaning asifa. You bring them together to one place, meaning afilu bisadeh. No. Achnasatan over here means literally. Achnasatan labayit. Zeo gemar malachtan. So it means actually bringing it indoors, lashon of knisa, and not a lashon of asifa. Vibaitemer, you know what? We could be talking about Kikom Rabbi Yanai when we say that, according to Rabbi Yanai, Tevel is only chayav when it's right up in the abayas. Maybe he's referring dafka to Zeitim, the Anavim. We made a mistake the whole time. And over there, you're going to be eating them as fruit. And in other words, when you're not bringing them in to do anything further, you're not going to be squeezing them for oil or for wine. So maybe if that's the case, that over there, where you would be chayav on zeitim va'anavim, then indeed you're chayav only where there is this last piece, because there's no goren on them, lab b'nei goren. Avachitim v'sa'orin, over there you do have a goren, and it uses the lashon, there at behedya k'tiv be, it uses that lashon beferish, it says, v'nechshav l'alavim k'tvuat goren, so there, in achinami, the yasifa, may well be a goren, and that would be sufficient even if it's not in the house, so that there are two different stages. If you're talking about things that don't have any other goren, you need riyat p'nei arbayit. Ashkechan, now, in the psukim that we've been talking about, we basically have two parshas in the Torah. One of them is the psukim that talk about kitavo b'kamat reyecha, or the kerem reyecha, kitavo b'kerem reyecha, where over there it talks about kenafshecha sovecha. And then, there, of course, there's a whole other parsha, which is the din of lo tachson shor b'disho. And that refers to an animal. Now, what's interesting is that the shor part, which is the animal, talks about disha. Disha is the threshing, which means that, by definition, if it's threshing it, it's already not mechuber lekarka, it's talush. The case of the poel, which refers to kamat reyecha, is talked about where it's mechuber lekarka. So what's interesting is that when it comes to an odam, the poel, we see that he has a right to eat when it's mechuber, because it says koma. When it comes to the shor, we see that the Torah says lo tachsom shor b'disho when it's talush. But how do we know that a poel who's working on talush would also have the right? I mean, Nola, that he has a right to eat from the perot talushim. And we said that. We said before that a poel, in the Mishnah we said, a poel has a right to eat b'talush, at least until the Gemar Malacha that's b'chayev ma'aser. So how do we know that? Answers the Gemara, well, we make a kavu chomer from a shor. If a shor, where the Torah doesn't give a right, beferish in the Torah at least, to eat b'mechubar, later on we're going to see that you can really eat b'mechubar. But it's not in the pasuk b'mechubar. And nonetheless, the Torah says, lo tachsom shor b'disho, when it comes to threshing b'tolush, an adam where the etzem right to eat is from komat reyecha, he has a right to eat b'mechubar, beferish in the pasuk. In Adin Shochel B'talush, he should certainly have a right to eat B'talush. If a shor does, not necessarily, says the Gemara. After all, there are certain things where the shor is more chomer. Mal shor shekinat ha-mitzvah chasimato. As we saw earlier, there is an ishter of lo tachsom shor b'disho. So over there, the Torah is mechayev you in not muzzling an animal, and it's a lotase. Mashenkin, when it comes to the poel, tomer ba'adam, shi'yata mitzuvel chasimato, we learned before out of the pasuk, kenafshecha, that there is no iser of lotachsom when it comes to human. So maybe indeed the Torah is giving more rights to the shor of eating from disha, which is mitolush, than it would give to a human. It's possible. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then why don't we learn it out that indeed you are mechuyav on lo tachsom shor b'disho on an adam, as a kal v'chomer in reverse. If a shor, you're not mechuyav to give tzedakah, to provide for a shor, and yet you have to be careful not to deprive him of the food that he has a right to with chasima. An adam shata mitzuvela achayato, because it says v'chayachicha imak, in odin shata mitzuvela chasimato, is it not clear therefore that you would be chayav on chasima? But that's not a problem, says the Gemara, because as we learned out before, Omar Kra, kenafshecha sovecha, we learned out before, kenafsho shapoel, your nefesh is like the nefesh of the poel. So that would mean, ma nafsho, imcha samato patur. On your own nefesh, if you want to put a muzzle because you're on a diet and you don't want to eat, and you're certainly allowed to do that for yourself, you're patur. So af poel, imcha samato patur. So too, if you would be mechosem the poel, you would be patur. And therefore, we do not yet have a raya that a adam would be able to eat betolosh. So, el adam betalush minolan, where then do we know it from? We learn it out from the extra kama. Omakra kama kama shtei pa'amim. The Torah says ki tavo bekomat reyacha. The katafta milot biyadecha v'chermesh lo tanif al komat reyacha. So you see the kama twice. Now, we don't need to tell me mechuber two times. Therefore, im eno inyan, which is one of the midas shatar nedreshes bo, im eno inyan la'adam b'mechubar, because I know that from the first kama, tneu inyan la'adam betalush. So now I know that Adam can eat betalush. Rabbi Amar, all of this is just an exercise in futility. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that an Adam eats betalush. Lo tzarich kra. Because remember the whole parsha of kitavo bekerem reyecha, as opposed to kitavo bekomat reyecha. Remember, we have two separate psukim. The first one about kerem reyecha vechal tanavim. The second one, kitavo bekomat reyecha. Well, koma indeed means mechuber. But a kerem doesn't necessarily mean mechubar. It says when you come into work. I mean, mila eskinet shescharo. Maybe the guy hired this poel lekatef to carry in the boxes of harvested grapes. Who's to say that it's talking about doing something on the actual vines itself? And nonetheless, the Torah is saying, Om Rachman Aleichol, that he has a right to eat. So from there alone, we know that there's no problem of eating when you're coming to a tolosh menakarka. So that explains, one approach or another, that explains either from the extra kamar, for the simple meaning of the word kerem reyacha, we know that an adam is ochel betolosh. But how do we know that a shor is allowed to eat min ha-mechubar? Shor b'mechubar min alan? Well, now it's a kavachomer mi adam. If an adam who does not eat betolosh beferish in the posek, although we've seen that he can eat betolosh, but it doesn't say tolosh, nonetheless it does say mechubar, a shor where it says tolosh, it says bedisho, certainly have a right to eat even b'mechubar. Well, not necessarily. Mala Adam, Adam perhaps is given more rights because you have to give from v'cheyachicha ima. You have to give now, it's a charity to make sure that he's well taken care of. Tomar b'shor, shiata mitzuvela achayato. I mean, you're not mechuyev to give charity to make sure that a shor is feeling good, do you? Well, maybe on the contrary. Maybe we ought to learn out from the same kavachomer that you need to give charity to a shor. V'yei shor mitzvah l'achyotom mikavachomer. If an adam where you have no mitzvah, no iser, in other words, no mitzvah lo taseh, al chasimato, we learned before, from the pasuk of kenav shecha, that there's no problem of muzzling your poel, nonetheless, at tametzuvela achiyoto, you have to make sure that you give him charity. Ashor shat tametzuvela chasimato, ashor where you do not have a right to muzzle him. Inodin shat tametzuvela achiyoto, don't you certainly have a mitzvah to give him charity? Omar kra, therefore comes along the pasuk to clarify, v'cheyachicha, imach, achicha, v'lo ashor. Okay, so, but meanwhile we're left with no raya. How indeed do we know el ashor b'mechubar? Minolan, how do we know that ashor is osir in chasima? Oma akro re'echa, re'echa shtei pa'amim. The Torah repeats, ki tavo b'komat re'echa, v'chemesh lo tanef al komat re'echa. So that means that the re'echa is coming to tell me, im eno inyan la'adam b'mechubar, which I already know, Tneu inyan l'shor b'mechubar. So here too, with the drasha of imeno inyan, we learn out that you have a right, a shor has a right to eat not only from disha, which is tolosh, but from mechubar. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, this part is also an exercise in futility. The truth is, lo adam betalosh, velo shor b'mechubar, tzvich ekroi, neither of them need a pasuk at all. Actually, we learn out the shor from the adam and the adam from the shor. How? Dichtiv lo tachsom shor bedisho. Now look, michtik, why mention a shor at all? I mean, we know that every animal is included in the Israel chasima, right? Because remember, wherever it says shor, we learn out shor mi shabbat. So kol mili yitnu b'chasima. The afinan shor mi shabbat, just like by shabbat, it says v'chol b'emtecha. So we darshan over there, we had it back in Baba Kama, that kol b'emtecha teaches me that wherever it says shor means any animal. And so too over here. It shouldn't have needed to mention Shar at all. Im kein lichtov rachman, all it needed to say is, lo tadush b'chasima, don't do your threshing with the animal muzzled. Why talk about a shor? Shor tegaz rachman alamali, must be lakushi chosim l'nechsam l'nechsam l'chosim. We want to talk about the lo tachsom, the human should not be chosim, the shor, which is the nechsam. So it's comparing the one who puts on the muzzle to that which is muzzled, the nechsam l'chosim. Just like the chosim, the adam, who would be the one working with the shor, is allowed to be ochel b'mechubar, so to the nechsam, the shor, would be have a right to be ochel b'mechubar. And just like the nechsam is definitely ochel b'talush, because there's lo sachsom shor b'disho, so too is the chosim, meaning the worker is working with that shor, ochel b'talush, and he has a right indeed to eat. So you'll say, if that's the case, then you should also be chayev on lo tachsom. That's true, except that we have the special pasuk of kenafshecha to tell me that there's no chiyev of lo tachsom.